The subject I want to discuss has to do with evil. E-V-I-L. Mm-hmm. I want to cover the definition, and I don't care whose it is, but I want some definitions of what is evil and what makes humans good and what makes humans evil. Now, the question that I've got, the first question that I would like to have at least addressed is, what is evil?
Okay, let me preface this. I'm going to try to give as concise answers, and you will have to put a follow-up questions onto it. So I will answer it as shortly. Onto the question as to what is evil. I'll give you my honest answers in a short, and this will be the pattern I give. Evil is when the person asks what is evil. Evil is in the eyes of the beholder. It is what he considers evil. Now, where he got it from is another matter. Let me give you a context. I've talked to stuff about the foxes eating the ducks or the chickens and running out, and then there's some other animal around. And the question is, you know, who is evil? Well, to the one that's being eaten, the fox is evil. To the other animal, that one's not evil. So it depends on all who you are as to what you basically consider evil.
Wow. Okay. The individuals who decided to hop an airplane and fly them into the Twin Towers, was that an evil act?
Depends on who's looking at it.
Well, the world.
Let me give you this thing. It's always from the perspective. Okay? From the relatives of the ones that got killed, it was evil. From the society, the general society over here that sees it, it's evil. From the standpoint of the ones, the society out of which the hijackers came out of, that is not evil. That may be war or justified or done for the sake of God or Allah or whatever it is. It all depends on who's looking at it. To the dead ones that got killed, it doesn't matter.
You've read the Bible. Does the Bible define evil? Jesus or anybody in the Bible, is it defined?
Well, first
and
of all,
and if you don't know, I mean, that's okay.
Yes, I'm not an expert. I've looked at quite a few of that, and of course, in terms of looking at evil, we always need to keep in mind where the one that's asking the question about evil, what is his background. Okay, so I will answer that as my understanding on that. I don't think there's any particular definition that defines it exactly. It portrays conduct that is acceptable to God, to society, to the Jews, and conduct that is not. And then you decide the bad things are evil, and and the other things are good.
Okay, let me probe just a little bit. Two or three hoodlums go in and rob a bank. They don't kill anybody. They take the money and they go. That's not necessarily an evil act. It's against the law. They broke a law. But without a definition of evil, I think it's hard to discuss it, and I'd like to pound on or carve out what you think the meaning of evil is, more than just, would you say, well, it's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, you're a beholder. then it sounds like you have a real question that evil even exists.
That's correct.
And I know others that have the same thinking.
Evil and everything that's associated are basically concepts. Let me elaborate a little bit more. It's expressed in terms of language, the model, the quote, other evil that you have seen, the belief of what others in your society believe is evil. It is not an isolated thing. It depends on the society and how you interact with it. That's my opinion.
Do you have another word in your mind, and you can think about it if you want to, but is there another word that would define a heinous act that, let's say, it included the rape of a 3-year-old child, and the murder of that child, and burning that child or eating that child in the presence of their parents, and I could go on and on and on, but you get my point.
Okay.
What word, if you didn't call it evil, and we humans have created words through our mumbling for eons, but do you have another word in mind that could describe those acts as blank?
Well, you have partially answered your own question.
Well,
so, but relating to how to describe it is to essentially describe the circumstances, and it describes it much better than just simply calling it evil. Call it rape, call it child murder, call it something. So I think the concept of evil is basic. In other words, there are certain type of conduct that apparently every society kind of will not put up with.
Okay. All right, but let me be a little more simple. You're out here on the interstate, and the sign on the side of the road says speed limit 70 miles an hour. You're going 80. You violated a law, but society would certainly not label that act as evil. They're going too fast.
Well,
it's not evil. I mean,
that's your opinion. I think basically, some, as I said, evil is in the eyes of to some extent in the eyes of the beholder. I think a man basically that if you can somehow foresee the consequences, he's doing evil, whether he believes it's evil or not. There has been a lot of evil done in the name of good.
Of course. All right, now this is going to touch a chord that...
I would call it an evil.
Speeding, going 75 miles an hour, breaking the law, didn't hurt anybody.
Depending on the circumstances.
All right, now I'm going to get a little deeper. A little less simple than 70 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour out in West Texas.
Make it 115, okay? Through a schoolyard, okay?
Yeah, run over a child. Okay, now then, and they're drunk, knowingly. But that's not where I'm headed.
If he's drunk, he's not doing evil. He's drunk.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just a minute. Now let me finish this question. We have all kinds of professionals in our world, in our society today, and they're all essential, most of them. We got plumbers, electricians, auto mechanics, oil well drillers, yard keepers, and on and on and on. And they all may have some ethics or even laws that they have to go by. Certainly some ethical or some standards that are set. And they violate them. A plumber didn't put the right kind of soil around the pipe and so on. He was negligent. There's lots of words you could put in there. But I want to go to another group of people who have a set of rules that only they enforce, and that's the lawyers, the legal system. And they are governed by themselves. They don't go out and somebody, a sheriff that comes out and makes lawyers do what they're supposed to do. But when a group, like lawyers, and that's the only group I'm going to talk about right now, commit an act that in the book they have violated their own rules, and they know they're going to get away with it. And it hurts people, hurts them bad, financially, emotionally. It drains them. But they did it knowingly that it was immoral, illegal, wrong. You're saying, and this doesn't have to be a yes or no answer, but you're saying that's not evil.
No, I think that's evil.
Oh, wait a minute.
But they think it's okay.
Yeah, I know that.
It's that simple.
Oh, I know that. But then you're going to have to go back and work on your definition. I see what you're saying, that it's in the eye of the beholder. That lawyer, whatever he did that cost money and emotions and time and even life, does not see it as evil.
That is correct.
But there, thank God, or somebody, there are some of us who can look at acts, ACTS, conduct, that is truly unconscionable. There is. And it's up to us to see to it that those acts are dealt with. Whether it's put them in the electric chair, hang them, put them in a cage for the rest of their life. But we cannot support. It is a conduct that is not acceptable in our society if we're going to live like modern day human beings and not some animal back in the Stone Age. Now, do you accept that as an idea that, I went too long, I know, but there are acts that are so heinous that society has to take drastic steps to stop it. And those acts could be defined as evil.
Amen. You have answered your question. Let me give an example. Most societies, or almost all societies, are down on murder, particularly of the ones that are part of the clan. It's all right to kill somebody in war.
Yeah.
Because they're basically declared evil. And so the way to justify doing what somebody else calls evil is to justify it among their own group as doing good. As a classic example, let's look back at the church in the Middle Ages or before that. Essentially, in the name of God, they were killing people and burning them at the stake, and thought they were doing God's work. That's the extreme example. Good people can do evil, thinking they're doing good.
And why is that? How do they do that? Why? What is going on in their head that they think that's all right? What's going on? They got special permit from God?
No. They learned that this was all right from their parents and from their preacher and the society around them, and that was the thing to do. And what you needed to do, you needed to excise the heretics, because it's a cancer on society, and in order to protect society, and the church and or their society, you needed to do this sort of good. You needed to excommunicate him, kick him out of the clan, do something.
Were the acts that happened to millions of people under the control of Adolf Hitler evil?
Well, from the standpoint of the victims, obviously. From the standpoint of the ones in Germany and all the stuff that finally got caught in a society having to do this stuff, when you look back on it, it's evil. To the ones that were doing it at this instant, they either felt they had a duty or something. It was the lesser of something. I'm sure that there was some feeling of some sort of wrong, but apparently it didn't rise to the level of them basically picking up a gun and shooting Adolf Hitler. They couldn't. It's obviously evil when you look at it, and in reflection it's evil. But if you're in the middle of a frat war and you don't have enough food for yourself, you know, you don't have any place to live them, and they're infected with lice and who knows what. What I'm saying, we need to avoid wars in the first place.
Was there ever an evil war that you know about in history?
My opinion is all evil.
Okay. Could you accept the idea, and we won't get into definitions right here, but let me ask the question. Would you accept the idea that evil could be defined as acts that are absent God?
No.
Okay.
Some people may take that as a definition. The problem is different people are going to use different God and different definitions of it and so forth.
Well, I didn't define any particular God. It could be a rock. It could be anything. The sun. It could be Muhammad.
Let me digress here for a moment, and I'm trying to make this as short as I can. Looking at the universe...
No, I want you to say it.
Okay. At the universe, we've got all kinds of particles running around. We don't need to get into this. They combine again according to some formula of chemistry. Then we've got inorganic and organic beings, things. And the organic things are also made up of all the normal elements. And when we have certain atoms running around in certain manners, we call it a cow. And now when we discuss the subject, we're going to talk about cows. We're not going to talk about how the atoms run around. So essentially, we can talk about cows unless somebody has never seen a cow. And by the same thing, we can talk about diseases of the cows, and somebody doesn't know anything about diseases. In other words, the communication that you have depends on the ability to communicate at a higher level other than the atoms running around. So,
okay.
On the assumption, I'm talking about that everything is basically made out of atoms running around in some ways, having made cows and or us in some manner.
Okay.
We have this problem of being obsessed with a definition of evil. The cow doesn't have that problem, nor does the rock. So from that standpoint, that it's really an inquiry into our own system when we talk about concepts like cows or evil. That's my opinion.
Okay. Now I'm going to connect that to something. At least in my lifetime, new illnesses have been discovered or created. ADD, XYZ, and all of this distorted behavior, conduct of humans. These people who will kill people, cut them up, put them in the refrigerator, and eat them later. Medical science might tell you that that man had a mental illness. He wasn't evil at all. He had a mental illness to do what he did. Do you believe that a mental illness having to do with behavior, human behavior, can take away any idea that an act is evil?
Let me answer the question as roundabout as your question was.
All right.
If you were a bushman running around, you would not be arguing with your fellow citizens about attention deficit disorders or other psychological terms.
Correct.
In fact, what they would basically describe it as being possessed by a devil, and they would take whatever steps are necessary to cure them or cast out devils.
Right.
So essentially what it's really saying in a way is that these terms that you're all throwing around are basically a result of the society in which you live in and on your level of thinking. If you use these terms with somebody else, they wouldn't even know what you were talking about. And in general, you know, the cow doesn't have this problem, the bushman doesn't have this problem. Psychiatrists have such terms that only psychiatrists can understand, and if you back off from it, you'd have to conclude they're all crazy, okay? So my opinion kind of is some of these problems are basically just created when you don't have to spend all your time making a living, catching food.
I have to challenge you on one part. The cow doesn't have that problem, as you said. I bought an old cow one time, good looking, pretty, nice baby. Took her home. She ran through a real good Mexican built barbed wire fence. And her calf right behind her, and they went 90 miles an hour down into the woods.
Okay, so what's the question?
That cow, in my mind, was crazy. I don't think she had a mental disease. Now, she may have had. But she was nutty, crazy. We couldn't control her.
Yes, now, yes, she might have been schizophrenic or bipolar.
Okay.
But the cows don't have those terms, and you're not going to get that discussion going with the cows.
Okay.
It's a problem in your family.
Okay, all right. I'm with you. But the point I'm getting at is, the point that I'm wanting to make is, at some point, even in the courts today, they want to know if the accused is mentally stable so that he can have a trial.
Well, it gets crazier than that. They got to cure him. You got one of the guys that did all the shooting. They declare him crazy, and then they're having court hearings to decide whether they have the right to send him to someplace to cure him so he's sane enough to understand what he was doing, okay?
Okay.
I mean, personally, I think that's crazy, okay?
Okay.
You can only understand that if you're in court and sitting down with lawyers, but
yeah.
When you're outside, out of a different group from that, I just call it crazy.
Yeah, and I think that's smart. I like that. But at some point...
I call it hilarious.
At some point, something makes us humans good old boy, good neighbor, helpful neighbor, kind, gentle, caring, giving. And some people, just whether it's their parents, their food, their sickness, are mean as hell, and we even call them evil. Now, first Monday coming in. Wait a minute, I lost my question.
We were talking about evil.
Yeah. Okay, some of us are made, some people are made good, we'll call it, some are made evil. Some are good, some evil. Regardless of where either side came from, good mom and daddy, church, God, whatever. Or because they were weaned too early, or whatever. Is there something outside of you that made you good versus evil? Or did you do what you are to yourself?
Let me come back. There is things outside of you that makes you behave as you are. All right? There's some genetics involved in it too. But as far as answering the question whether it makes you evil or something, we haven't decided what evil is.
Well, you have. You said it's in the eyes of the beholder. And it depends.
Yes, yes. What I'm basically saying is what an individual or some or a group calls evil is basically that kind of behavior which is not tolerated by that group under those circumstances at that time. And in general, it has something that is beneficial to the group. You don't kill each other. You don't fight each other. You don't steal from each other. Now, it's all right, to do something to some others. But I'm saying each group has different, what I call them, norms. And the norms change with time. And so do the sizes of the groups.
Yeah, and that's good. That's a good definition.
And at the time that we had basically the smaller groups, I'm taking the extreme, running around the bush, basically, no cell phones or anything else, the group that instills your values is a lot smaller than the one that if you're sent for 18 years to the public school system or any other thing.
Now, and that's great. You did. You came real close to identifying or defining evil versus good. You came real close.
Well, that is my definition, basically, that it is in the eyes of the beholder.
All right. And,
and the question is, who is the beholder? And it is the group whose norms you use to judge what people call good and evil.
Okay, now I'm going to really put it on you. I'm going to define a group. They are Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, Catholic, Presbyterian, just good old church members. And I'm leaving out voodoo or all of this other crazy stuff. These are typical Texas church people. Now that's the group that we're in. We don't belong to some bongo thing down in the Congo. That's the group.
Okay.
Some of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans, some of them are this, some of them are that. Now, that's enough. That's the group who's looking at that act. And they selected in that, sitting out in the audience was Udo Birnbaum. Udo, we're going to give you 5 minutes for you to define evil for this group.
What I would do is what I did with some other people, where they're not willing to take any inputs and already made their minds up. I would basically ask them, sometimes I think one way and sometimes I think the other way, and what do you think of that? I have got more sense to argue with a diverse group like that already know they got up their mind and don't have the time to listen. And I don't want to say anything against any individual group. I take exception to the concept that this is a group and this is a group and this is a group. There's a lot of overlapping in there, a lot of commonality. They read the same common books, the same school system, same Bible, same Book of Mormon, or whatever it is, and have so much commonality in it and so much differences.
Well,
that's a losing proposition.
I think that's a good response, but I'm going to have to put a butt on it. It sounds to me like you lean real heavy to those that I know who do not buy the idea that evil is even a definable behavior.
No, I disagree with that. I think it is basically definable within the group, but not definable among the ones that are of different opinions. In other words, it's not as abstract as cow. You know, we know what a cow is and what a something is, okay?
I understand. Well, this article talks about what makes us good and what makes us evil. I can tell you real simply, my mama, when I was growing up, somehow gave me...
Let me interrupt. This article did not discuss what makes us evil and what does not. It has some concepts in it that we essentially need to know something about the brain as it's normally working so that we can learn what's wrong when something is not working. No, it's wrong. Completely wrong. You need to look at the brain that's not working because some of the brain... part of the brain got a railroad spike in it, and the personality changed in a certain ways. You can look up the abnormal brain to get some understanding of how the proper brain is working. You cannot look at the proper brain any more than me looking at your brain right now to find
Very
out
good.
How it works in the
Very
absence
good.
Of it. So it, to me,
good.
It did not define anything. It raised to me, it raised more questions, and I was really amazed at the simplicity of it.
Very good. That's.
You need to put a railroad spike, I'm using the example, there were some cases of this. When this part of the brain gets injured in certain ways, all of a sudden he loses something. You look at the abnormal brain, where you know exactly how it became abnormal, to know where what goes in what portion of the brain. Now what that has to do with the concept of evil is in a completely different matter. You know, I'm talking about somebody gets shot in the stomach and he's got eating problems after that, okay? Big deal.
Well, then it may be foolish to ask you. Then you wouldn't call the behavior, some of the behavior that we all hear about of politicians or corporate heads, that their conduct is evil. That they're not, they don't fall into that category. When they do something wrong, something immoral, it's really not evil. You know, they just had a fleeing.
No, I call it evil.
Oh, we're getting somewhere.
In other words, what my my definition sort of evil is something that does evil. That and I'm not talking about the motive that the individual has, but something that in hindsight you know was wrong. In other words,
yeah.
In other words, the final conclusion, whether he was trying to do good or intended to good or whatever group he is, when somebody basically blows a courthouse up in Oklahoma City, you know something went wrong, okay?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
Just because before that somebody was bitching or something, that in itself, yeah, somewhat human. But I'm talking about somebody actually taking some action on something based what I call on somebody else's worst nightmares.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was not his worst nightmare. Because, I mean, his goal was somebody else's worst nightmare after it had happened.
Gotcha. Very good.
What I'm saying is we need to focus on what results some behavior produces or is likely to produce in terms of classifying. Is that the sort of stuff that needs to be enhanced or supported or stopped?
Very, very good.
Personally, I think you're talking about the conduct the politicians are doing needs to be stopped because it'll destroy the country, the world. Man's got the capacity to destroy it. He doesn't even know he's got the capacity. That's a personal opinion.
Or he or she might have the capacity, but they do it anyway.
And he may get killed himself in it.
Right.
Which meaning don't recognize that the thing can come back and bite him, okay? In other words, if you're basically having certain kind of conducts by which you call everybody else evil or in some manner, and some other does something, And as a result, somebody blows something up, and you happen to be there when it's blown up. You know, it came back to bite you. So what I'm saying is we need to measure by the consequences. And the thing is, when we basically promote the kind of conduct which can come back to other people, you're part of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially it will affect you whether you think it's them and you're immune from it. It'll come by it and bite you in the butt. Look at Wall Street. That's an opinion. They thought they were selling derivatives or who knows what. I'm saying, whether they knew it or not, whether they considered it normal or not, or everybody else did it, the result is disaster. I call evil the sort of stuff, if everybody does it, and everybody suffers, that's stupidity and ignorance, and I call that evil.
I really had a sentence going there on your definition of evil, and I liked it, but I don't know if I can pull it back out of you.
It had to do with the opinion of the group, and what they basically will tolerate and what they won't tolerate. And of course, there's reasons why they basically came up with those taboos.
Well, okay, there can be, okay, I'll agree that there can be groups that think that burning somebody at the stake, they were totally innocent people.
No, they thought it was perfectly good. Perfectly they were doing okay. God's work.
Yeah, I can understand
the preacher. The preacher told him so, or the church told him.
I can understand what you're saying. That well, no, that's not evil. I can understand that.
They told him that they read it in Latin. The other people can't read it, and that's the thing that God told him to do.
But if you take two groups, the sane group and a not so sane group. I'm trying to find the words. And one defines evil, some act as evil, and the other one says, no, it's not. That's not evil at all. No such thing as evil. There has to be a definition. Have you looked what Google says evil is?
It doesn't make any difference. I will look. It's too complicated a discussion. I'm telling you, if you look at Google as a whole, you can find whatever you're looking for. Some idiot will espouse the stuff, so you got to be very careful as you look,
well,
and look
they,
at
it. Well, at least they define who they are that said,
no.
Whether it's Webster or... Well, yeah, they've got Wikipedia or... Somebody can define that word. And
well, there's one of the phrases, I may not paraphrase it right, it's one of the philosophers in Europe. And again, expressing it this way, somebody might consider my expressing it that way as being evil. But the expression was something like, never is evil done so thoroughly, and whatever it is, than when done out of religious conviction.
Oh, yeah.
And essentially some other phrase that basically says that, you know, we expect evil men to do evil,
yeah.
But for to get good men to do evil... That basically takes some sort of misorganized religion.
Well, you've said something here that I guess what I wanted to really see was what makes us good, what makes us evil. Okay, shut it down.